Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
Welcome back to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. I want to ask you a real simple question. Are you the type of leader that issues challenges to your people throughout the day? Are you someone who people think of as a challenge leader? We'll try to answer that question just after this word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Evangelical Christian Credit Union. What you believe matters and what you value matters, so where you bank should matter too. At ECCU, every dollar you spend or save is supporting ministry, like loans to churches and banking services for missionaries. Ask yourself, what does your current bank do with your money? If you don't know the answer or you don't like the answer, it might be time for a change. Visit www.eccu.org to see ECCU's competitive checking, savings, credit cards, and auto loans. That's eccu.org. Or call 1-800-634-ECCU to learn more about how your money can build ministry.
Okay, so I want to clarify right from the beginning. This is not a challenged leader, someone who's got his own deals to work on, but this is a leader who challenges others that he works with. Now, I've always liked someone to challenge me. It's almost the direct opposite of what people think. That, well, if I challenge people, they won't like me. They won't respect me as a leader because I'm challenging them all the time and keeping a little heat on them to get better. But in my experience of teaching and leading for a whole lot of years, the students who got the most from me, the people that I work with who've gotten the most, have been the folks that I've challenged the deepest and strongest. A constant barrage of challenge. That yesterday is gone, today's a new day, let's see how much further we can go today. So I want to just kind of set that out there as the beginning of my thinking on this issue of challenge. I believe that leaders, good leaders, effective leaders, challenge their team. Not in a negative way, why didn't you do that? Why didn't you do this? Let's move them forward. A challenge to drive someone forward to a place they haven't been before. I challenge you to do this. People will respond to the word challenge better than they would to me saying, I want you to, or I need you to. It's much more likely they'll do better when they're challenged. When I see it as something that will cause personal growth, that if I challenge the team I work with and they see the other side of it, and may I add, they have experience with me, they've known that if I do challenge them and they don't do so well with it, we have a new challenge tomorrow. It's no big deal. We start over. We have a new challenge. So I wrote down just two or three things that came to my mind as I was thinking about how I set challenges and the topic areas that I want to set challenges in. And so the first one's real simple. I just want to make sure I've set a stretch goal for everyone that I work with. It's a goal that it's a bit of a stretch for you, for the person that I'm working with. It's got to be a goal a little bit stretchy for that person, more than they've been through. I haven't seen them get to this place yet. And so I want to challenge them to stretch themselves into that. It could be with a position, could be with a project that they're in charge of. It could be in something they've never done before. Like opening up a spreadsheet or learning a foreign language. It can be anything. I'll get to that in a minute. But the stretch goal is designed. It's real simple. It can be measured. It's one of those SMART goals. It's specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. We can measure it. It's very specific. Here's where we are. Here's what I want you to try to do. Now, that's a challenge. So I want to challenge a teammate to make sure that they're goal-oriented, they know where they're going, and they're reasonably preparing a path to get there. My second point is, I've got three areas that I work on or I look at constantly in developing people. Started with students, but I want to make sure that they can write. I would like every person that I work with, by the way, we work for a publishing company. We publish magazines and podcasts and online stories. There's a lot of what we do is involving the written word. So regardless of where they are in the company, I want to make sure that they can write. And I don't mean that they're Wadsworth or Longfellow or some other dude that writes real gooder. I'm looking for people who can write an English sentence, who can communicate, who can tell someone how to get from point A to point B. We must develop our writing skills. I don't care who's on your team and where you're taking them. If they can communicate properly in writing, something at least a notch above that tech stuff they do, where they're texting single letters and everybody knows what they mean. I'm clueless when I see some of these texts. But I understand that when you're writing to me, I prefer an email, not seven letters of text that I don't know what they mean. It doesn't do much for me. But I understand it, and they can talk to each other, so that's great. It's a new third world language, I think. I want everyone to develop as a speaker. I remember teaching classes in the business school at ORU and other places where I've taught to make sure that students could do those two things really easily, that they could write well and speak well. Speaking includes making presentations in boardrooms, speaking one-on-one. Wherever they speak, whatever they do, they're competent as a communicator. They can verbally communicate their thoughts. They can think on their feet. They can walk up and have no idea what they're going to speak about. I push play and they begin to speak. That's what we're looking for. In high school and college, they call it impromptu speaking or perhaps extemporaneous speaking. There were contests, and I did a lot of that in high school and college, and it really helped me to develop. And I feel like most people don't have that experience to develop impromptu speaking, but it's the ability to, you're on. The boss calls on you. It's your time. Can you communicate? Do you have something to say? I've taught people who worked in business with me my entire life. If you're called on, have an opinion. It's so important. We've got to teach that. Our young people aren't learning it. Have an opinion. Even if everybody in the room disagrees with you, if you're called on, have an opinion. And I really think that's an important skill to teach our young teams, our young leaders, that they learn to do that. And in third, I think it's required that our new teams, our young teams, are very skilled digitally. And I'm not just talking about social media, but the ability to figure out where digital is going. Knowing where it is great. You can use Facebook, you can use Twitter, that's great. But do you have the ability to understand where VR is going, where virtual reality, what's going to happen with it, what's going to develop? How do you see people using digital? Do you think magazines are going away? Do you think print is leaving us? Do you think radio, TV, billboards, do you think they're going away? Think that way. Challenge yourself to see what's coming next. To me, this is the type of challenge that a leader puts out there to a young team. And then I have one other thing that I will suggest to you as an idea, and that's that you help your entire team develop one new capability a year. Now, I used to require, and I still do, from executives. If I'm coaching an executive, I'm going to ask them to develop one new capability every quarter. It doesn't mean they're finished goods, that they've got 10 years worth of experience in a quarter, but that they're well down the road. An executive will make so much progress in 90 days that I can assign them a new capability. If they tell me they're going to be going to speak in Mexico, we'd start working on the language. We'd get them 90 days down the road. That would be their new capability. They're certainly not going to be fluent, but they're going to be better than if they'd done nothing. So a new capability is important to all of us. I know that I want to be strong in my skills, in my strength gifts. I want to be strong there. I want to make sure I have every capability developed that I can inside of my own strength. That's the start. Do I need to take calculus? Not so much. I'll never use it. I took it in college. I survived it in college. Do I need to study it now? No. But I kind of like Ben Franklin and people like that that studied all the way through to their time of death. You know, there's stories written about Mark Twain and Ben Franklin with open books on their bed. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I read about it, and it sounds interesting to know that people were still studying, knowing that they may never have an opportunity to use it. Knowing they weren't feeling so hot, but they're still studying, still reading a classic or some new language they're studying. I know Ben Franklin was doing that. Doesn't that inspire you to know that someone who doesn't have many tomorrows left is still studying, still trying to improve, still trying to develop new skills? So I'd really strongly recommend that you challenge people to develop a new capability. First of all, you've got to know the capabilities of your team. You've got to know for every one of them where they are and where you're taking them and whether or not that new capability could help them. So we're out of time, and I probably went over anyway, but I want you to think through the challenges that a leader can put on someone. And if we're not challenging them, they're not going to grow. And if they're not growing, you're going to lose your influence as a leader. I think the essence of leader influence is how you grow the people around you more than anything else. You're going to be one of those level five leaders that Maxwell and others talk about, Jim Collier, Good to Great. If you're going to be that kind of a leader, the people that you work with will be better because of you. Not because you're nice and sweet and part your hair the right way. It's going to be because you're challenging. You're not mean to people, but you challenge them to grow. You give them a way forward. You teach them how. I think that's influence. Help people, help them get better. Watch your influence and your leadership quotient just skyrocket. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. You've been listening to Green Lines. God bless you. Hi, this is Steve Green again. Do you want more information on leadership? Would you like to read more? You may or may not know that on the Green Lines blog on Ministry Today magazine, I write every day. If you care to, or if you're having trouble sleeping and you need to go back to sleep, read Green Lines and I guarantee you can go back to sleep really quick. If you want to read more about leadership, find me on Green Lines on ministrytodaymag.com. It's ministrytodaymag.com, and Green Lines will pop up, and if you choose to read it, I'd really appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.